Today on Compassion Radio.
Now imagine you were learning a language so that you could be able to communicate well with somebody else. But imagine you learned the language by learning the Word of God. The very first thing going into your brain about this new foreign language will be everything God wants to say. Mm. Think of how your perspective would change as you start thinking in English for the first time, and all the words you learned came literally from God's presence spoken to you. It's changing things in Eastern Europe. And these kids that are now free to do these things because missionaries made it possible for the Word of God to make it into those countries back in the 80s and 90s.
This is Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. On this program, Bram spends time with people who live their lives in a missional way, whether it's in a mud hut in remote Africa, a church in war-torn Ukraine, a village in Nepal devastated by an earthquake, or one of the countless Christ-centered ministries in the United States. Bram is there, tirelessly bringing you the life-changing stories of God's love, goodness, and faithfulness. The Word of God is the most important thing in the life of the follower of Christ. Without a steady diet of Scripture, we begin to starve to death spiritually. Today, Bram and his wife Sandy are going to share with us about this year's Bible Donation Project and how you can help believers on the other side of the world to receive a copy of the Bible or the Gospel of John. They'll also share some of their most powerful experiences in ministry. I'm Frank Montenegro, and here's part two of that conversation.
Every time the Bible's printed and distributed, the gap between those who want it and those who have it grows bigger. Now consider that, friends. Every time we come back to you and ask for more Bibles, it's not because we're reaching the end of the goal and we just need a few more to put us over the top. We're telling you that it's literally becoming a voracious appetite for new believers in many parts of the world, including China, that we simply can't fulfill fast enough. And so it's almost out of desperation that we come to you and say, we have to up our game every time just to chase the tail of this. Because when we have 100 million people out there that still want the Word of God in one country alone, we're talking about people that have literally asked for it. Not just that there are believers that would love to have a Bible if someone just happened to come along the way. We're talking about the numbers of people whose pastors have said to others up the chain from them and across the seas to other missionaries, help us. I've got 50 million new believers in this country who have no Word of God, and if we don't feed them, they're going to fall away. Or they're going to get tripped up by all kinds of falsehoods. And other false prophets will come along and tell them what the Word of God says when it doesn't. This is the snake in the garden all over again. Mm-hmm. The beauty of that relationship that began is going to get corrupted by the deceiver if the Word of God is not there to defend those who love the Lord.
Well, and that's true about these believers. Many of them are hearing the Word and responding to the call of Christ in their life, and that responding to the Holy Spirit's pull to them. But they don't have any foundation, and the Bible itself will be a foundation for them, will help them to grow in their faith and to learn the truth of Scripture. Like you said, the enemy wants to deceive and twist the truth. And if they don't
completely
have...
completely replace it.
And if they don't have that foundation, that Word of God, Scripture, that they can read for themselves to know what the truth is, they'll make it up in their heads a lot of time.
Friends, realize this, that for the past 200 or 300 years, the Western Church has committed themselves to the propagation of the written Word of God and to using new technologies to get the Word in the hands of those to build the church. And sometimes it literally led the way for mission efforts. For example, the folks at Bibles for the World, which is our partner this month, began with the Word of God. There wasn't even preaching involved. Someone came to a village in northern India and gave away a Gospel of John to somebody and said, you need to read this book, it will change your life. They didn't know the language because it was in a translation for a language of another people group that was nearby. But they didn't speak the language, didn't know it. The group that happened to hold this book was a headhunter group. So they decided, because the Holy Spirit came upon them, that there was truth here, there was a treasure, we must find out what it means, and they sent someone to go learn the language that this book was in so they could read it and bring the story back to their people.
That always fascinates me every time I hear that story. It just stuns me that this group that was committed to death decided to go and learn a language that they didn't know, to read a book that someone had given them. And you're right, it is the work of the Holy Spirit. That's the only explanation for that story.
And without getting too graphic about it, creating a hunger in them for something that was not about consuming the lives of others.
Right.
Literally turning their taste buds away from death to say something is going to bring us real life or satisfy us. Mm-hmm. They didn't know what it was. And it took them many years for this father of the faith in that tribe to come back and say, this is what this book says.
Wow. I don't know that we walk in that kind of commitment very often anymore.
Yeah. And that commitment carried down for generations. And the son of that father comes back and says, we need to learn this word of God and get it translated fully into our people group because we follow this Jesus now. Mm. And they sent their son to go study in the West. And that son had a son who now leads this ministry, who is now bringing the word of God
back to his own people.
And to 120 other countries. Those are the kind of people, friends, that we get to work with and that you get to partner with by sending your gift for Bibles this year. We've asked you for more and more over the years. We've, over the past 30 years, we've raised enough from our partners to provide about 500,000 Bibles throughout all of China that was reachable at the time. And now the western part of China and people groups and languages that have never been touched are being touched now. And we've asked you in this 1 year to commit with us to bring 250,000 copies of Bibles, New Testaments, and Gospels of John to these new people groups and all of the burgeoning churches that are growing there. In 1 year, compared to 30 years of growth in our giving to Bibles. Why this year? Because we must. And because the need is so great. And because the future of Compassion Radio depends upon our willingness to step into something risky. Because when people know we have a project worthy of the effort, they step up and give. Especially when they know that they're being partnered with, when others are giving like them. And this year is like that. In fact, for the first time ever, because of our partnership with Bibles of the World, we are being underwritten in a special way that we've never been before, which means that the basic necessities of getting the broadcast on the air, the stations paid, and the airtime that we need to be able to bring you these stories is now covered by those who believe in this passionately and believe in you enough to say, we want to help them to give to Bibles. So, if we rise to the occasion and greatly exceed what we've given before, we can not only make sure that the investment is paid back by those who believe in it, but that we send even more Bibles and that we assure the future of Compassion Radio to do these kind of things in the future. Because there are many other missions agencies that are looking at this very carefully to see what we do with it, to see how our people respond. We may be few, but we do mighty things.
Absolutely.
So even if we have a presence all across the United States, we have little points of light in towns all across this country. We are not a national broadcast in the sense that we have a national network where every single person in this country is going to hear this broadcast. They won't. But for those who hear us, we are world famous because we're part of that constellation of great broadcasters and teachers that we greatly respect too. Some of the greatest voices and pastors of all time surround us on the air every day that we're on the radio. But that does not mean that people that hear, our program are any less motivated to give. In fact, they're looking for opportunities to do something very unique. Friends, this is unique.
That's what I love about Compassion Radio Partners. They love to serve others. We've seen that over the years, how they've given to different projects that we've been involved with, that we've partnered with, and they come through. They come through in giving to the things that we're passionate about.
Yeah. Friends, we want to bring you many things that you're passionate about throughout the year and help you discover new passions because the kingdom of God is so diverse and is so great in their work and bringing the word of God to places you would never expect. Mm. And we will keep telling you those stories month by month if you make it possible for us to do that. But it starts with your gift for the Bible Project at the end of this year. Now imagine being able to put up on your tree a card to your family that says, imagine that there are 10 Bibles under this tree. Imagine there are 100 Bibles, 1,000 under this tree right now. We together gave a birthday gift to Jesus this year.
Mm. That's beautiful. That's a great idea. And I'm glad that our family can actually participate in that, in giving a birthday gift to Jesus. I know that we have committed to giving to this project as well. And I'm excited to share that with our children, to let them know that because of their willingness to give up stuff, that we are able to partner with this ministry to give Bibles to people who desperately want them.
There's more coming up, but right now, here's Bram to let you know how you can help with this year's Bible Donation Project.
A survey a while back revealed that the average household in America has 4.4 Bibles in it, with some homes containing 6, 7, 8, or even more copies of God's Word. And that's wonderful. But did you know that there are places in the world where people have never even seen a Bible? That means they are literally starving for the essential life-giving power of the Scriptures. As you may also know, we've done many successful Bible projects over the years at Compassion Radio. This has helped to place over 500,000 of them with believers, pastors, and evangelists. And now as this year wraps up, we are so excited to tell you about our 2018 year-end Compassion Radio Bibles Project. It begins this month, and it is unique in one very important way. For the first time ever, Compassion Radio and this campaign are being underwritten so that every single dollar raised for Bibles goes to that project. Think about that. It's the biggest matching gift challenge we've ever offered at Compassion Radio, and there is no limit to this offer. The more you give, the more goes to the field and the front lines of gospel outreach. So please, pray big with us about this, and then act exactly as the Lord shows you. Make this challenge known to your family and friends. Talk to your pastor, your Sunday school class, small group, or home fellowship. Bring it to your benevolence or missions committee. Pray about where the Lord might have you share this unique opportunity. This year, let's saturate the world with God's Word like never before. If you'd like to help place a Bible or a Gospel of John into the hands of someone who has never seen the Word of God before and wants it, in the countries of India, Nepal, and China, please contact us right now. The number is 1-800-868-2478. That's 1-800-868-2478. You can also give at CompassionRadio.com. That's CompassionRadio.com. You can also text the word Bibles to 53445. That's Bibles to 53445. And you can also mail your tax-deductible donation to Compassion Radio, P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. That's P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. Just be sure to put Bibles Project in the memo on your check. Thank you so very much for anything you can do this month to help us in our efforts to get the Word of God out to those who need it and want it the most. God bless.
We're always on mission. This is Compassion Radio with Bram Floria.
I'm finding myself at a loss for words, and the funny thing is, it's okay. The last thing I need is to be heard, but to hear what you would say. Hear you. a loss for words. And the funny thing is, it's okay.
And now, back to Compassion Radio with Bram Floria.
So let's roll back the clock back to the 80s here. And first of all, talk about your experience with the missions agency where I met you and how you had the opportunity to bring the word of God in a really unique way to tribes that had never heard it before.
Well, first of all, the group that Bram is referring to is the Continental Singers. And it was a missions group, a music missions group that traveled throughout the United States and overseas as well. And in 1985, I traveled with that group to the Soviet bloc, when the Soviet Union was still a great power in the east of Europe. And we went to the country of Estonia, and it was very heavily guarded with Soviet soldiers.
Because it was part of the Soviet Union.
Correct.
So back then, when we look at the map, we think Russia, we thought Soviet Union, thought the same thing. You look at the big old chunk of red on the world map, and there it was. It covered all the way into Eastern Europe.
Right. So we sailed on a ferry from Finland into Estonia and woke up in the morning in a Soviet bloc country. Well, we had plans to bring a lot of Russian Bibles into the country to give to our contacts there.
And Russian was the only language available at the time, which they were at least somewhat fluent in, they could read.
Well, it was the language of that country because they were not...
Of the government.
Right, the government language. They weren't actually technically allowed to have books in Estonian. So we had carefully packed many of these Bibles into our belongings so that hopefully they would not be found. And unfortunately, many of them were found. And at that time, we were asked, what do you have these for? Why are you bringing these religious materials into this country? And we told them that they were our personal items. So in that case, they made us declare them as personal items, which means we would have to bring them back out of the country with
us. Because they would do a whole survey of everything you had in your bag as you left the country.
Right. So we were very disappointed in that and not sure what we were going to do and how we were going to actually leave these Bibles with the people that we were meeting with.
Right.
So someone in our group had a brilliant idea to get a group of us together and actually tear the pages out of the books.
But not all the pages.
Not all the pages. Yeah. One of us would do even numbers and one of us would do odd numbers. So that way we would come up with an entire Bible.
Mm-hmm.
The problem we also had was that in our hotel room, we were being listened to.
And watched.
And watched. Yeah. And we had to strategically place jackets or things in front of mirrors so that cameras could not see us behind the mirrors. And one of the gals was a flute player. So she brought her flute into the room and began to play her flute. And we began to sing worship songs as she played her flute. And we sang very loudly as we could. So whoever was listening to us could not hear us ripping the pages from our book. So in that way, we were able to actually get together about maybe 20 Bibles altogether that we could leave with the people who were our contacts
as
in
foliers.
Estonia.
Yeah.
Correct. So then when we left the country, we actually had the partial Bible left over and in our luggage so that they could see we were actually taking them out of the country.
And a really strange read if they actually read through the Bible.
Exactly.
So you left these copies there. I'm not sure you ever found out over the years what became of them, but I know that I heard from other agencies that people literally still have on file these churches, these pieced together folio Bibles of unknown origin. In fact, some of the missionaries we worked with last year, and if you listen to the programs we did from Josiah Venture in Eastern Europe back in 2017, you would have heard us talk about the people who are now working openly in the countries of Estonia, Lithuania, Latvia, and across all the other Eastern Bloc countries. And there's a huge revival going on right now, and how the Word of God is marching big time. And they're finding that the the most treasured Bibles that they've printed in all their years as a ministry have been dual language Bibles given to students.
Right.
And how they have their native language on one side, English on the other, and they're literally learning the English language that way by learning the Word of God. Think about the kind of work going in.
Mm-hmm.
Now imagine you were learning a language where you wanted to hang on all the important information so that you could be able to communicate well with somebody else. But imagine you learned the language by learning the Word of God. The very first thing going into your brain about this new foreign language will be everything God wants to say.
Mm-hmm.
Think of how your perspective would change as you start thinking in English for the first time, and all the words you learned came literally from God's presence spoken to you. It's changing things in Eastern Europe.
We'll hear more of this great conversation next time on Compassion Radio. Now, if you'd like to help place a Bible or a Gospel of John into the hands of people who have never before heard the good news of Jesus Christ in India, Nepal, and China, people who may have never even seen a Bible, please contact us right now. You can call 800-868-2478. That's 800-868-2478. You can go to CompassionRadio.com. That's CompassionRadio.com. You can text the word Bibles to 53445. That's the word Bibles to 53445. You can also mail your tax-deductible donation to Compassion Radio, P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. That's P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. Just be sure to put Bible Project in the memo on your check. Thank you so very much for anything you can do to help us in our efforts to get God's Word out to those who need it the most. And remember, every dollar you donate will be matched in an unlimited way all the way up to midnight, December 31st. Please join us again next time for Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. This program is sponsored by Compassion Ministries and your generous support.
A survey a while back revealed that the average household in America has 4.4 Bibles in it, with some homes containing 6, 7, 8, or even more copies of God's Word. And that's wonderful. But did you know that there are places in the world where people have never even seen a Bible? That means they are literally starving for the essential life-giving power of the Scriptures. As you may also know, we've done many successful Bible projects over the years at Compassion Radio. This has helped to place over 500,000 of them with believers, pastors, and evangelists. And now as this year wraps up, we are so excited to tell you about our 2018 year-end Compassion Radio Bibles Project. It begins this month, and it is unique in one very important way. For the first time ever, Compassion Radio and this campaign are being underwritten so that every single dollar raised for Bibles goes to that project. Think about that. It's the biggest matching gift challenge we've ever offered at Compassion Radio, and there is no limit to this offer. The more you give, the more goes to the field and the front lines of gospel outreach. So please, pray big with us about this, and then act exactly as the Lord shows you. Make this challenge known to your family and friends. Talk to your pastor, your Sunday school class, small group, or home fellowship. Bring it to your benevolence or missions committee. Pray about where the Lord might have you share this unique opportunity. This year, let's saturate the world with God's Word like never before. If you'd like to help place a Bible or a Gospel of John into the hands of someone who has never seen the Word of God before and wants it, in the countries of India, Nepal, and China, please contact us right now. The number is 1-800-868-2478. That's 1-800-868-2478. You can also give at CompassionRadio.com. That's CompassionRadio.com. You can also text the word Bibles to 53445. That's Bibles to 53445. And you can also mail your tax-deductible donation to Compassion Radio, P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. That's P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. Just be sure to put Bibles Project in the memo on your check. Thank you so very much for anything you can do this month to help us in our efforts to get the Word of God out to those who need it and want it the most. God bless.